Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. This is a good one, guys. You know, I get a lot of emails, but this one is a good one. I got stumped on this one. Michael writes, Doctor, I met my son's new teacher this week, and lo and behold, I slept with her 15 years ago. We had a small fling, and I was a jerk and never returned her calls. When she saw my bring my son in, she immediately recognized me. Duh! I look like a deer in headlights. Should I be worried? Will she take out some aggression on my son? What do I do when parent-teachers conferences come around? Oh, Nelly, that's a tough one. Oh, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You and your son are goners, I have to say. You really messed up big time. Honestly, I don't want to give you any sympathy on this. I like to always give my, listeners and my, callers, sympathy. And I take the guy's side a lot. Okay, you have to admit, I take the guy's side a lot for you guys. All right, because I understand. Okay, I understand what we women do, and I think a lot of guys are innocent, but not in this case. Not in this case, okay? Having been the recipient of somebody not getting called, okay? As far as I'm concerned, you really dug your own grave on this one. Okay, so, problem is you got, I want to know how old your kid is. I'm worried she'll take it out on you by sleeping with your son. No. Okay, usually teachers, all right, maybe I shouldn't use the word cool, but teachers know they have the instinctive and the talent of being able to put aside personal stuff when it comes to the kids. I mean, they have to. Otherwise, all these kids would have the crap beaten out of them because, I mean, how do you deal with your own stuff and then you come to work and you have 30 kids in the classroom acting up? So most likely this teacher is already extremely adept at separating personal from work. Okay, otherwise she wouldn't be a teacher. All right. Number two, you need to get over the awkwardness because you have to be a very, very present parent when it comes to your kid's school. One thing I am very, very guilty of is I'm not extremely present at my kid's school. Now, mind you, it's at my kid's request that I'm not present that much, but every parent should be involved. They should have open communication with the teachers and know what's going on. I know many of you, you don't even know your kid's teacher. You say hi. Maybe you have mom or grandma go to the kids' conference and you don't have any one-on-one interaction with the teacher. You may be able to get by with that, but this year, but it's really, really important. And don't think you could just get away from this teacher this year and not have to worry about repercussions later on, because if the kid is going to the same school or if the kid is going to the same school district, teachers talk. And she could very easily, so let's say he's in the second grade, she could very easily be having lunch with this future third grade teacher. And here you were, you know, asking her to do whatever 15 years ago. She did the best she could. You still dumped her? Oh, you're bad. You're just very, very bad. All of you guys that ever dumped a woman by not calling her back are jerks and you are going to deal with the consequences. Okay, so now you got your son involved. Well, you got to make the best situation, okay? You were an idiot. So this is what I would do, okay? Because you don't want to start bringing up how much of an idiot you were, because she may not want to bring up the past. All right? So what I would do is when you meet the teacher, or if you have to talk to the teacher, et cetera, you know, I'd go, hi. Don't act like it never happened. Go, you know, how you doing? Make sure you guys have some, make sure you acknowledge the fact that you knew her in the past. Okay? Don't act like she was a fly on the bed that you had flung off, okay? Act like, you know, how are you? You know, how you doing? Yeah, oh my gosh, you're my kid's teacher. That's wonderful. I don't know what you could do without sounding patronizing, because you really, really dug yourself a big ditch on that one. But acknowledge her. Don't, like, not call her back. And if she has to call you about the kid, you better not call her back. Now, what if she tries to stir things up again? Okay, that's a problem. What if your teacher falls in love with you? I always wonder that, because sometimes there's some real good-looking daddies, you know, running around the school. And if you're a teacher and you're single, you're like, oh, whoa. You know, no. I don't think so. If you were a jerk and if she was smart, and most teachers are smart, she probably already knows you're a jerk and she won't even go near you. But she may be cold to you, all right? And if she is cold and she is really mad and she's holding a grudge, you need to then either consider moving your son out of that class, or if you don't think it's that bad yet, have your son, you know, just kind of report to you on what's going on. By the way, if you're married, tell the wife. You better tell the wife that the teacher was your ex. Because the last thing you need in this very convoluted situation, now the wife all ticked off. So make sure the wife knows. Now the wife may handle the situation for you. Okay, that's why you guys are so lucky. You may be like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And the wife may be like, oh, I got this. I am moving that boy out of the city. We are moving to my mother's. And you and I and my son are going to live now at my mother's back east. And you may be like, you know what? I'll take that. That's better than this situation. So, you know, just, you got to pay the price. You guys think you don't have to pay the price for dumping somebody years ago in a bad way. Yes, now what if you dumped her in a nice way? What if you guys just broke off? She was clingy. You didn't really want that and you broke up. You're allowed to break up with people. All right? But you still need to break up with somebody nicely. Anytime I broke up with somebody, I told them why. I wrote them a poem. I had drawings. Puppet show. I mean, I made sure there were lots of visuals. None of this, oh, I'm not calling you back, because that's kind of a wussy way out. Talk to your kid. Make sure your kid doesn't, you know, make sure, well, you don't have to tell your kid, you know, the details, especially if he's in the second grade. He won't understand. But, you know, just go, look, your teacher be nice to you. And if the kid's like, I really don't know, you know, yeah. Dude, you did it. You did it this time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, the debate over... Oh, I don't like this one. This is going to be a tough one to talk on air. The debate on the G-spot. Whether it exists or not. Apparently, researchers are saying, no, doesn't exist. We have the CUV complex that we need to learn about. So I guess I need to teach you guys how to, I guess it's a whole different way of having sex. Then, heart studies don't really reflect real-world patients. So all these studies on the heart that we've been listening to, what? These aren't like real-world patients. These are kind of like, you know, ideal. It's like when you see a dress, you know, in a magazine that you want, that's not on a real world model. Civil War hero who died at Gettysburg is going to be awarded the Medal of Honor. I think he already was. This is an interesting story. I want to talk to you about that. Then we have a street, a highway in Virginia, where apparently all the lanes are kind of squiggly in this one area because they didn't use paint. Duh. All right, more Ebola news. There's always Ebola news, unfortunately. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of us are trying to become drama-free at work, and I think that's a definite, shall we say, goal that we should have. Try to get drama free. We talked about stress a lot, and we've talked about how we unfortunately encumber ourselves with all the BS that happens at work, happens at school. Like, look, this guy now, he's stressed. His kid has a teacher he slept with. People at work calling in, home life distressing you, etc. And, when it comes to stress at work and de-stressing, etc., a lot of us feel like we're the only ones that deal with it. Well, the other day, I was actually getting my hair done. And, yes, I have to get my hair done. You guys know I got grays then popping in. And, you would think that a salon wouldn't have their set of drama. You would think that a salon, everybody would be all good. Everybody would be high on the, what do they use? Like the dyes and the Brazilian blowouts and the formaldehyde. And everybody would be all. But, no, these salons have their drama, too. The latest drama that I saw was that, I guess, one person was using somebody else's station and leaving hair. So the original station holder, when he leaves, comes back and everybody gets mad that there's hair on the ground. That sucks. Somebody stealing somebody else's towels, etc. So if I sit here and feel sorry for myself that I have a medical office and somebody steals a KY or somebody gets mad at somebody else or somebody's snagging, I don't know, somebody else's notes and acting like they did the patient chart, etc. Looks like this BS happens everywhere. And before you start to feel sorry for yourself and think that you are in a bad workplace environment, even though I think we all should change our workplace environment, nobody should be forced to work in a place where they feel like they're abused, I would strongly suggest that you, just do some research and you find that everybody has their own drama everywhere. I'm watching Orange is the New Black. And, boy, these prisons, not that that's the most realistic account of a women's prison, but, whew, the drama. All right, speaking of drama, a lot of drama around the whole G-spot. Oh, my gosh. All right, and everybody talks about it in these women's magazines. You have to find a G-spot. The G-spot is supposed to be the spot on a woman's body that is the magical gateway, according to the Huffington Post, of her enjoying the experience. A lot easier. It takes you less time, less work. If you know where that particular area is, you're going to save yourself a lot of misery, a lot of headache. And it has been something that men for centuries have been on the search for. You think they would be trying to search for the lost scrolls or, pieces of Noah's Ark or the cure for cancer. No. More men ever collectively have been working to figure out where this is. However, a study published in the journal Nature Reviews Urology said, really the G-spot isn't all that it is. There's a whole nother area, and this area is called the CUV, the clitorourethrovaginal complex, called CUV. This includes the urethra and other parts. Like Seinfeld said, that rhymes with Dolores. Anyway, a group of Italian doctors, leave it to the Italians, they know romance. So good for these guys. Led by Emmanuel A. Giannini, professor of endocrinology and sexology. Apparently that's a study called sexology at Tor Vergata University, Rome, said we shouldn't just focus on one area for stimulation. I disagree. I love my husband to death. I really do. But I, being a woman, when I give him instructions on things, whether it's like fixing the sink or whatever, I usually go, you have to do this, you have to do this, and don't forget to call your mother, and you have to do this, you have to do this. And I learned that in a marriage, you need to keep things simple. Okay, I can't ask people to do seven different things at once. You have to ask one thing at a time, just like my kids. If I tell my kids to put something in the washer, if I tell them to also, you know, sweep outside, whatever, the second or third thing just doesn't get done. So you need to tell them one thing at a time. So, you know, I have no problem teaching people from a sexual perspective to just give their partner one thing to focus on. And this isn't just to men, also women. You know, you got to give women and men one thing to focus on. I think it's easier. Well, maybe this one thing has to be a little bit more of a region. Okay, the report states, although no single structure consistent with the distinct G-spot has been identified, the vagina is not a passive organ, but a highly dynamic structure with an active role in sexual arousal and intercourse. Thank heavens there's no pictures. They say the anatomical relationship, well, leave it to the scientists to make something that could be full of lots of giggles, very dry and boring. The anatomical relationships, they say, and dynamic interactions between the clitoris, urethra, and anterior vaginal wall have led to the concept of the CUV. It is a multifaceted morphofunctional area when properly stimulated during penetration, which could produce orgasmic responses. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, I've been doing that for years. Well, hopefully, I mean, I'm sure you guys have figured out something in that general area. You just didn't label it scientifically. Now, back in 2010, a report by King's College London, published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, said the G-spot doesn't exist. Remember we covered that a couple years ago? You know, and we all kind of looked. We all got our miner's hats on and our headlights, and we all decided to kind of look. It was a really, really good segment. We were trying to all find this, but we couldn't. A urologist in 2012 at Yale New Haven Hospital said objective measures have failed to provide strong and consistent evidence for the existence of an anatomical site that could be related to the famed G-spot. I tell you, I have never seen such drama or have seen such, I don't know, media attention to something that may or may not even exist. It's like the Loch Ness Monster, right? Or Bigfoot, right? You know, aren't there reality TV shows on Bigfoot? I am sure there's already a reality TV show on, you know, Treasure Hunt, they could call it, or Scavenger Hunt. I don't know. Anyway, they say lots of women feel almost as though it's their fault that it can't be found, but the reality is it may not be there. All right, so ladies, quit putting pressure on your partner, okay? You can't be putting all that pressure. There are tons of ways to enjoy sex and to have a possible, I don't know if it exists. I really don't know. Okay, for me, I'm a very concrete thinker. You know, I remember when we were in an anatomy lab, one of the students brought it up going, you know, while we're doing pelvic anatomy, you know, can somebody point this out? And, you know, the teacher couldn't because, you know, so I already knew from a medical standpoint, there's nothing labeled. There's going to be no Sharpie, arrow, pointing to whatever. So for me, I never put anybody under that much pressure. I enjoy sex. I have fun. That's good enough for me. But if there is a CUV, something like that, I'm too old. I don't, you know what? I'm good. If you guys want to go on the hunt, if you guys want to, you know, miss out on reruns of Game of Thrones, catching up on that to go and find it, do it. I mean, good luck. But please don't hurt each other. I don't want to see you guys show up in the ER. I don't want anybody getting a divorce. It may not exist on everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a third doctor has died from Ebola in Sierra Leone, according to a government official. Healthcare workers right now are trying to figure out how a fourth scientist contracted the disease. I believe this fourth scientist who was working out there has been brought to Germany to be treated for his Ebola. This obviously is raising more and more concerns because the death toll is now up to 1,400 people across West Africa. And remember, keep in mind, even if we get this completely stopped and we are able to control the outbreak, the death toll is still going to rise because we figure we have many, many more people currently being affected with it and suffering. And so even if you could stop the spread, you sometimes don't know if those people are going to make it or not. Now, the World Health Organization is sending a team to investigate how the epidemiologist, he's not a doctor, but an epidemiologist, is who's now undergoing treatment in Germany, could have contracted the disease. Now, the reason why, you know, we hear a lot in the or the reason why the media takes a doctor getting sick seriously or an epidemiologist, it's not that we worry more about the doctor or the epidemiologist than the villager. We shouldn't. All life is precious. But the reason why this is such a concern is if an epidemiologist who understands the virus and goes out there and with the mindset of I am going to protect myself, knows what precautions to take in terms of not touching body fluid, bodily fluids, washing hands, etc. If somebody goes in there, you know, military style, going, I am ready, I am prepared, I'm in gear, and they come down with it, we start to worry, wait a second, hold the phone. What's going on? Are they not telling us something like the way it's being contracted? Okay? You know, what it means is that the epidemiologist who is supposed to be the forefront of knowing what the hell this virus is about himself comes down with it. There may be something we don't know, he doesn't know, a surprise factor, or we're being lied to. So it's a very, very scary time. Dr. Sar Rogers has been working at a hospital in the eastern town of Kenema when he contracted Ebola. Two other top doctors already have succumbed to Ebola since the outbreak emerged, a Dr. Sheikh Kumar Khan, who had also treated patients there. Sierra Leone, of course, is one of the ravaged countries by this, they already were under stress because they had their own, civil war for years, etc. And when we look at what's going on there, we wonder, well, wait a second, okay, if they can't control this, because obviously it's been out in the news, okay? You know, people have been flying things in. We've been flying in doctors. We're flying in CDC specialists, World Health Organization representatives, etc. If this still spreads, what are we missing? Well, one study came out saying, look, guys, they don't really have enough protective gear. You know, you have a lot of people working out there that are heading to the front lines, and they don't have enough gear. They say healthcare workers in poor nations often do not have enough protective gear, keeping them safe from Ebola and HIV. The International Health Agency, World Health Organization, reported that an unprecedented number of healthcare workers have lost their lives in the Ebola outbreak due to the fact that there was a shortage of protective equipment. Doctors, nurses, etc. They said 120 of them had died, and those were of the medical personnel. They've taken doctors out in Sierra Leone, Liberia, etc. Now, if the doctors can't administer care, and if the nurses can't administer care, now you have, in terms of the villagers, etc., less people being able to take care of them. Okay, you can't have one doctor per 200-300 people. But that's exactly what is, let alone per thousands of people. And that's exactly what the situation is coming to. And I'm not saying we have to save the doctors and the nurses above anybody else by any means. No. Okay? You know, we want to save everybody with the same passion as we should. However, there's the concern that we don't have enough people going out there. You know, how many doctors are volunteering to go out there? I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm here. I have my clinic. I have my family. I'm in my cozy, you know, American city. How many of us are stepping up and going out there? So we have a lack of medical professionals. We have, and I know some of you are saying, look, we're already lacking medical professionals with Obamacare. You're right. You're right. That's another subject for a different day. We're not going to have enough people step up to the plate on that one, too. That's why we're recruiting nurse practitioners, PAs, et cetera. We're having pharmacists start taking care of diabetes on patients. We're just, you know, getting as many people involved and deputized to treat patients, because it is. It's an absolute crisis. So there's not enough equipment. This isn't getting sent down there. You don't have enough volunteers. We have, you know, hospitals that don't have proper isolation chambers. We have, it's a mess still. It really is. Now, I don't want the lack of media attention with this Ebola for it to be mistaken that Ebola isn't much of a problem, that that's yesterday's news. There's been a lot, you know, going on in the news recently, you know, between ISIS, etc. So you don't have Ebola coverage 24/7. But the death toll is, I mean, rising by the hundreds every week. This is nothing to mess around with. A lot of concern. Well, now they're taking an infected doctor and bringing them to Germany. You know, it's that debate. Do we take care of our own and bring them back and give them the treatment that we can and isolate them and get them better like we did with our American workers? I mean, that's the testing to, you know, yeah, we, you know, jump in and help them. Or do we put our country at risk by bringing them over? I mean, thus far, we think we're okay. But I got to tell you, if one little Ebola virus lets loose, and these Ebola suckers look mean, they look very, very vicious to me. All right, we were all scared to death back in the 90s. Many of us remember back in the 70s, scary, scary time with this Ebola. This thing is scary. Ah, interesting, every 20 years an outbreak. That's kind of interesting. I wonder if anybody's looking at that. But, you know, God bless everyone out there that is, you know, fighting this. Prayers to the families, prayers to people afflicted by this. But I don't think we're doing enough of what we're supposed to. Now, some people say, well, let me donate money. Great. Red Cross, absolutely. You know, if that's a way you could help, great. Right now, they haven't been advertising where to send funds to. I don't know if the World Health Organization has some specific funds set up or not. You can never go wrong calling up the Red Cross and asking how you could help. But again, money talks and money helps, but they need manpower. The only thing is we also don't want you kind of jumping on a plane. One of my patients is actually jumping on a plane to go out there to do some missionary work, and she's going into West Africa. And, you know, I told her, be careful. The last thing we want is another victim. You know, anytime we talk about CPR or fire prevention or earthquake, whatever, you going to help somebody is a huge asset. But you becoming a victim in and of itself just now doubles or compounds the problem. So in America, we're just watching this as closely as we can. We're holding our breath. I am praying that they get this under control before flu season. Remember, signs and symptoms of Ebola is fever, muscle aches, fatigue, flu-like symptoms. They say if you have flu-like symptoms, all right, you know, get yourself checked out. Well, what do you think is going to start happening? School's back in. For some of you, school doesn't start till next week, but school's back in. What starts to happen? You know, it's interesting. This week in our office, kind of quiet. Parents are, you know, taking their kids back to school. The hustle and bustle of school. We always notice the week of school in, we get a breather, which is why I have my staff catch up, etc. But the week after is when we start seeing the colds, etc., and starts getting busy again. And then that starts bringing us into flu season. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, don't feel duped. Okay, no need to feel duped. But this has always been a concern. When they do these medical studies, all right, are they really using a sample representative of the population? And according to this study, they say people who take part in clinical trials of these new heart disease treatments are usually younger and healthier than the typical heart patient. No, we don't want to hear that. We want to think they're like us. They eat like crap. Anyway, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the August 27th, that's going to be probably, is it today's? I don't know. Release of that. They say, you know, this doesn't really surprise anybody. We're not surprised, but it stinks. You know, I mean, we want to know that the population is what's kind of real world. And so if you're taking healthier type people, and those are the ones, and I don't think they're doing it on purpose. You know, think about it. You know, any of us that have had a heart, you know, patient in the family, any sort of, you know, a sickly family member, they're not really willing to hop on their feet and go and do the work that they have to do. You know, a lot of my family members didn't really believe in medicine, didn't really believe in doctors, didn't want to go to the doctor, and were very non-compliant. So if the average heart patient is not a marathon runner or a person who is very judiciously watching their cholesterol or their diet, but if the average heart patient is somebody who has overeaten and kind of abused their body with smoking or drinking or cholesterol-rich foods, etc., are they going to make the ideal study subject? Now, I feel like I take care of myself. I could do a lot better, but still, I feel like I try to watch what I eat. I try to exercise every day. I try to be very, really cognizant, but still, I would be a crappy subject patient. I would not be the, I know my limitations, all right? You know, if I was given a questionnaire and asked to be as honest as possible, and I'm like, yeah, and then I start getting a little bit tired, you know, am I going to really, really think the answer through or go, yeah, you're right, yeah, I do this, yeah, I do that. And so I should not be used for one of these studies. And I feel like I take good care of myself. So the people that volunteer that get into these studies, all right, are they just by their nature going to be a lot more judicious? So then now we have these outcomes with these types of patients, and we're expecting that that outcome will work on a patient who is kind of kicking back, you know, eating his chili cheese fries on the couch. And I'm not insulting or stereotyping, but there's a lot of people like that that really don't, you know, want to jump and do a study, you know, so to speak. So where this was always concerning is, you know, I'll give you guys some news where they'll talk about, maybe statins aren't all bad, and maybe we don't need to screen people as much. And I'm like, hold the phone. Yes, we do. Because my patient population is real life, minus the people that don't want to go to the doctor. All right. I see people dragged in by their family members. I see people that are non-compliant, and I see what works and what doesn't work. So when a study comes out that contradicts what I'm telling you, I'm going to be kind of upset. And again, am I seeing all heart patients? No. A lot of people that have heart disease don't even know it. You know, but sometimes they trickle in because they want some Viagra. And I realize the reason why they have erectile dysfunction is they have some heart issues. Or they have some diabetes, and that's putting them at risk for heart issues. So, my patient population is more indicative than some of these studies. Now, should I recruit my patients? Should I do studies on my patients? Sometimes as soon as you bring that up, the patient flees. A lot of patients, they don't want to be studied. And that doesn't mean they're going to be compliant. You know, I mean, if you really wanted to look at a sample size, your results would be probably half-assed because the people don't always show up and they don't do what they do. Anyway. anyway, the researchers used a registry from the American College of Cardiology. They collected information on more than 140,000 patients treated for heart problems at 466 U.S. hospitals between 2008 and 2011. 68% of those patients were potentially eligible for a clinical trial for a new heart disease treatment, but less than 5% of the eligible patients actually ended up in the trial. When the patients did enroll, they were younger than the non-participants, less likely to have had a heart attack, stroke, heart surgery, etc. So the reason why I kind of talked to you guys about the different types of studies, like the retrospective studies, the longitudinal studies, etc., is some of the best studies you can get are, they may not be the most ideal, but in terms of the data, is you look at where you look backwards. You have these people that have a heart attack, stroke, etc., and then you look back and see what they did and what they ate, how they exercised, what medicine they took, etc. And then you don't have to worry about their subjectivity, okay? But, you know, and then them trying to, you know, I don't know, play with you with the answers or things like that. The other types of studies which are good are the double-blinded studies where the tester doesn't know what they're giving the patient. The patient doesn't know what they're getting, so you don't have any subjectivity there. And you have a group of people, and you want to see if the medicine works or not, like the sleeping medicine, if that works, or the appetite suppressant, etc. But just keep in mind, as these studies come out, and I'm not saying they're all bullcrap, there's still a lot of value to them. But remember to take these studies with a grain of salt. If something is telling you do not, you don't need to, like, eat breakfast. Like apparently there's a study, say, coming out, and we're going to cover that in the next hour. Breakfast may not be the most important meal of the day. All right, but that doesn't mean you could skip breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Apparently, the I-66 in Fairfax County, Virginia, started to have some real crooked lines. And it's because temporary line lanes were peeled off. I had no idea they were using stickies. I don't think anybody got hurt, thank God. But I'm looking at pictures right now where motorists, it looks like my drawings when I was in the first grade, right, where everything is kind of all wiggly, and it looks kind of confusing, especially with an off-ramp. The reason why I'm bringing this up is you may think that the Department of Transportation or the safety boards are actually using paint or something, even for temp lanes, and there are stickies. And apparently these markings were lifted, shifted. I don't know if somebody did it or if it was just from weather. So be careful. Anytime there's new road work, just keep in mind that they could be using little stickies. I guess that's what we call it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm excited about this. A U.S. company is going to take the cardboard out of toilet paper. Apparently, Kimberly-Clark Company Corporation is removing the cardboard from the toilet paper roll. This should still, I guess they still have a tube netting or something that will allow it to still stick on a toilet roll holder. By the way, in my family, they never use it. The toilet paper keeps falling off the toilet roll holder that we always have a roll of toilet on the back of the toilet seat. We don't even use the toilet roll holder. So for us, that cardboard thing is a pain. The only thing it's good for are school projects. My kids are going back to school. Sometimes they need to use toilet paper, I guess, holders for one of their projects. It really decorates nice, you know, around Halloween. So, you know, will this save money? Will this save on global warming? I don't know. But now they have tube-free naturals. I don't know if that really helps us at all. It's just cool. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.